What's up, y'all? This is your girl Alicia coming back to you guys with another episode. I know it's been a while since I've been able to touch bases with you guys and actually come and make a podcast here, so I do want to just personally apologize to the ones who are supporting me right now, because I know I did say that I was going to do it every day, but shit happens, you know what I'm saying? Holidays come up, birthdays come up, and yeah. A little bit of laziness. It's only been a week here, but still, I just feel very disappointed for letting you guys down within that week. But I will let you guys know that I am coming back stronger and better, and I will be dedicating myself to get this shit done. Not even done, but just to do this shit. Because me giving it, you know, like a topic and etc., I feel like I'm making it homework. And it's not homework. This is something that should be just freely for me to do. You know, if I'm fucking whatever I'm doing, I feel like I should stop and just turn on my recording and be able to talk to you guys. So I'm gonna start doing that, because I feel like I said, I'm treating it like it's a fucking job, like it's some homework, and I don't like that feeling, because it's pushing me away, and it's supposed to be something open and free and just relaxing, and something I just come and just get off my chest. That's another thing too that I want to tell you guys, is that this is my personal diary. So yes, whenever I'm going through any moods or feeling away or dealing with issues, etc., I will be coming on here and giving it all to you guys, and hopefully I can gain followers and people who can relate to me throughout time. But getting into this topic today, we are going to be talking about Sagittarius's, and I am actually really excited. I feel like I say this with every sign, except for Libra, just because I don't really know any Libras, but I was still excited to do a little run around about you guys. But Sagittarius, I'm very excited, because this is my partner. My partner is a Sagittarius, and I get to just kind of explain you guys the day-to-day situations that I go through with him and his personality, and also some of the research that I researched for you guys as well, because not everybody is the same. Like I said, you can fall under, you know, a certain day, certain time, etc., and it could hold a lot of personality traits with you and etc. So I'm gonna just go off of my man and the research that I did. So starting off, it says that Sagittarius's element is fire, and that you guys are the ruler of Jupiter. And it's pretty interesting, because I made a smart comment earlier, and no, this doesn't apply to all you Sagittariuses. I just like to give my man a hard time sometimes, just because I like to just give my man a hard time. And so when I was doing this research, I'm like, oh babe, it says that you guys are the rulers of Jupiter because you guys are gonna get more stupider and just being stupid. And he was like, I'm the ruler of the world. I'm like, okay, whatever. And then as I'm reading into it more about Jupiter and shit, it actually says that Jupiter is the biggest ruler of all signs. So he kind of was spot on with that. He's not the ruler of the whole fucking world, but Jupiter is the biggest out of all the signs. So that's something there. His ass, he got so much confidence. Yeah, I don't know if that's a Sagittarius thing, but that's my man thing. This man is, I would say he's conceited, because cocky is kind of irritating, and I don't think that he's cocky. I think he's conceited in a good way, like, and I also don't even think that conceited is in love with yourself. I could say conceited is just knowing who you are and knowing where you stand in the world, and I think that's my man. Like, he is a go-getter type of thing. Like, when he says that he's gonna win something, he's determined to win that shit. Like, he's very competitive, very challenging, and etc. Like, he challenges himself on a day-to-day basis, so that's very interesting to know about him. It also says that Sagittariuses are curious and energetic. I agree. Anytime that me and my man, we have ever said that we were gonna come home and get straight in the bed and or have just like an all-day movie night and etc., like, he is the last person to settle down in the whole entire house. The cats could be fucking settled down before his ass settled down, because he just is always moving around. Like, he's always doing something. Either he done lost something, he's looking for it, or he has to go and finish something up or something. Like, it's never just drop everything and sit down. Like, he got to finish what the fuck he's finishing up in order to lay down. It's never just on go, stop, drop, and roll. No, that's not him. So I give him all the time, like a good two hours until he actually comes and settles down before I even expect anything from him. So I agree, you guys are very energetic. And that's another thing too, like as soon as he opens his eyes, like he's up for the day. He can sleep all day to the afternoon to 3 p.m., 4 p.m. But as soon as he looks at his phone or, you know, like gets any type of sunlight, that boy is up. He's up for the day. So that's interesting. It says that Sagittarius are the biggest travelers amongst all zodiac signs. Now, that's something that I read off of the website. I'm not going to agree with that just because that's very, very broad to say. Anybody can be a traveler, and it's all based on the opportunities that you have, not based on your zodiac sign. I feel like if we all had the chance to travel, shit, we all would be traveling out here. That's when we could really see if Sagittarius's travel more than any other zodiac sign, but I just think it's very broad to just apply to one zodiac sign. And the only reason too why I'm trying to fight that is because I've been with my man for a good three, four years, and we have not traveled. So I'm just trying to figure out where this traveling comes from, because me and him have not yet done that. So we are going to, but all I'm saying is he ain't going nowhere. So y'all don't travel the most. So it's what it is. It says that Sagittarius are also able to transform thoughts into concrete actions. Now, I agree, but I feel like it all depends on what the actions are, you know. It's all about if the person actually wants to do that. But yes, with Sagittarius, if it's something that they're driven to, something that they have, you know, dedication to do, definitely they can speak it into existence. Just like I was saying, like my boyfriend, he's very competitive and shit. Like, I'll be playing the Wii with him, for instance, and we'll be playing tennis, and this man will tell me that he's gonna win before we even get the game started, and tell me what he's gonna do, and this and that, and he does follow through with that shit. That should be pissing me off. I think he gets, and that's where the conceitedness comes in. I'm not gonna say cocky, because he's not extra, but he will make you feel a way if he's beating your ass and you can't win for shit, because he's gonna constantly be telling you, I'm the winner type shit. Like, I'm winning, it's me. And I'm like, no, it's me, but ain't no me. So it's just like, I quit. Fuck, I don't want to play no more. I quit a lot playing games with his ass, because he's too fucking competitive. I be thinking that I'm his enemy playing with him. I ain't even his fucking girlfriend no more. I'm his enemy. That's the way his ass be going in on me. And he don't play fair either. Not fair or nice. He gonna do your ass in just exactly how he said he was. And you gonna be sitting there hurt, butt fucked as fuck. So, yeah. I also went and I added a couple of my own little things to the research, because these are things that I definitely know about y'all. And argue me or not, I don't care. But I have been around female Sagittariuses and men Sagittariuses, and I have come to learn that y'all are some big liars. Yeah, y'all like to lie a lot. It can be about the most smallest thing, but you're gonna lie. I feel like there's something within Sagittarius, and I'm not even gonna say it's all Sagittarius. I'm not even gonna say it's just Sagittariuses, but for right now, it is Sagittariuses. But I feel like anybody can lie. Just like I said, anybody can travel if they wanted to. But I don't know, this liar shit sticks with y'all, because every Sagittarius I've met, I have known that y'all have lied before. Like, I caught y'all in a lie type shit. So, like I said, it could be anybody, but for some weird odd reason, I be catching Sagittarius as lying a lot. So it might just be a Sagittarius thing too, along with that. But I don't know if you feel uncomfortable to share certain shit or feel uncomfortable. No, I don't even think it's uncomfortableness, because, like, I can ask my boyfriend, you know, like, did he feed the cats? And he'll be like, yeah, but he really didn't. And then he'll tell me that the reason why he lied to me is to see how I was going to react, or see what my answer was going to be, or see, just to see type shit. Y'all be lying just to see. And it's just like, what? Why would you even want to stress somebody out? Why would you even want somebody to look for the answer when you can just simply give them the goddamn answer? Like, so when my boyfriend, he tells me, I said his name, it don't matter, but when he tells me certain things, I back check them just in case, because the man just be lying for no reason. You feel me? Like, there's some, don't get me wrong, we have trust. But I also know him, so I know when he's telling something a little bit off, this and that. So yeah, just don't question me when I question my man, because I know when his ass is lying about some shit. And yeah, it's just a girlfriend instinct. My ass be knowing when something don't sound right. I be like, let me see. Another thing. Now, this is something that I jotted down. I'm not going to say it's all Sagittarius's, but I'm going to say for the ones that I have met, y'all are kind of drama starters, or in a sense, y'all like to, what's the word? Instigate. Either you doing the starting, the drama starting, or y'all instigate. Every Sagittarius I've met has got overly involved in a situation that wasn't even their situation. Like, y'all fight battles that's not even y'all battles. And I'm not even sure if y'all will fight y'all own battles all the way like y'all fight other people's battles. That is something that kind of frustrates me. Girls and boys, Sagittariuses, like, it could be your damn friend. And your friend could be going through some issues. And you're going to start beefing with the friend's friend or whatever. The friend's person. The friend's enemy. You're going to start beefing with the friend's enemy just because it's some shit to get into. It's like, y'all on the road, right? This is Sagittarius. Y'all on the road, right? Think of a clear road. Clear, straight road. Y'all are driving. Life's good. Everything is literally going good. Nothing wrong in y'all lives. And you're sitting there, you're driving, and you start to think like, this shit's kind of boring. Let me see what's going on in my friend life. Oh yeah, she got some turns over there. She got some curves, some hills. Let me get up in that shit, because my life is too fucking boring. Like, that's y'all. Like, for some weird odd reason, like, y'all really don't be having no fucking issues. Y'all just like to get into other people's issues or dwell on some issues, and it's just like, let it go. Like, I don't know. I've, knowing me and just going through all of my life situations, like, I've tended to become a lot more humble than what I used to be. And me being humble, like, a lot of people would say, even if you go search it up on the dictionary, they would say being humble is like degrading yourself and lessening yourself, you know, and you're really not speaking the true you type of thing. Like, that's what they say on Google. I don't think that's what humble means in my definition. My definition of humble is me carrying myself a certain way because I know who I am. I don't have to go in and out through these situations just to prove a point, because I know who I am, and the point will arise when it's time to arise, if you get what I'm saying. Like, I don't know, I just know some people will say humble is bad to be humble, but I definitely do not agree with that. I feel like, yes, you can, you know, be confrontational when it's time to be confrontational, but if it's not a fight to even fight over, hell no, I'm walking the fuck away with smiles, because it's like, I know I'm that bitch, so why do I even gotta prove to you that I'm that bitch when I know I'm that bitch? So I'm just gonna go be that bitch while you stay over there and you complain about me being that bitch. You know what I'm saying? So Sagittariuses, y'all gotta humble it down a little bit. I feel like some of y'all, I'm not even gonna say, I just feel like y'all don't know who y'all are all the way, so it's like y'all are constantly trying to figure that out by getting into other people's lives instead of just trying to figure out your own life. Stop trying to figure out everybody else's life and just figure out your own. You feel me? Like, my boyfriend, whenever he's dealing with some drama or something, it's not even really his drama. It's somebody else's drama. Like, babe, leave that shit alone. Life's going good. You feel me? Let's get on the road. Let's continue to stay straight. This nigga be, what's over there though? Some arguing over there. Let me go check it out. No! Stay straight, okay? And that's not to say that I don't have my own dramas and shit like that, because I do, but I also don't, I could say for a fact, I don't initiate it, I don't stay in it, and I don't instigate it. If I have a drama, I'm gonna say my piece. You probably gonna catch me making a little status here and there, but I'm definitely not gonna sit here and argue with your ass day in, day out. Like, this is how I feel, that's how you feel, and if we can't come to a common ground, we just gonna leave that shit there what it is, and you gonna continue to feel your way, and I'm gonna continue to feel my way, and we just gonna go about shit how we go about it. But I don't know, that's just me not being an ass kisser, so I just be walking away from shit. I don't know, but y'all Sagittarius, y'all gotta work on that drama, because there's a female Sagittarius that I knew too, and she was always in somebody else's drama, and it's just like, her life was going perfectly fine too. She didn't have no issues, no beef, no nothing, but she was beefing with people that wasn't even beefing with her. So it's just like, stick to that straight road, y'all. Stick to that straight road. Also, I also like to say that I kind of feel like Sagittarius is just like Geminis in a sense, just because Sagittariuses can hold really good conversations. I wouldn't say that all Sagittariuses are talkers, because I've met like introvert Sagittariuses and extrovert Sagittariuses, and there is a big difference, but both, I would say, know how to hold a genuine, nice conversation. You guys are not boring, won't let nothing die down. Like, I feel like y'all are good at reading signs. Like, when you feel like it's time to bounce on some shit, y'all move away. Or if you feel like you can initiate the conversation, then that's what y'all do. But y'all don't overstep, I would say, in a conversation. It's like, you guys are always, like, the bright people. Like, I don't know, like, my boyfriend, or even just a different Sagittarius, when Sagittariuses enter a conversation, it's never like a bad vibe. Like, you can't even give off a bad vibe to a Sagittarius, because they come in with such a great vibe that you just be wanting to vibe with they ass. They some vibeful people, I would say. Sagittariuses are a vibe. Y'all asses are funny as hell, I would say. My boyfriend was trying to argue with that with me too earlier. He was saying he was overly funny, and I was knocking him again, but I can actually agree. Like, you guys are overly funny. Like, y'all asses be funny too, so. And it says that y'all are playful and humorous, so you guys have a great sense of humor, so that's pretty nice. It says you guys also want a partner who is equally open as you guys are. So depending on how open you are, that's the type of partner that you would want. Doesn't mean that you guys are going to be all the way open and then go find somebody that's all the way open, because you guys probably have your insecurities or things that you hinder and etc. So yeah. It says that there is a thin line between love and sex. Love for change and diversity can bring a lot of different faces. But once you guys find your guys' true partner, it says that you guys are very loyal, very trustworthy, and down. I'm not really going to try to relate to that too much, because, you know, my man, he was a bit of a, you know, a player back in his day, but he's definitely not one of those now. I'd say that he changed dramatically from when I met him in high school to now. Like, he's not even the same person I met in high school. I actually sometimes am surprised on the type of man that he's becoming, because it's like, when I met you, we were both like fucking nerds and shit, and I just knew of this man of fucking ditching school and having good ass grades, you know. Like, I didn't know too much about him, but learning him, like, really, really genuine. So I would say very, very great person, has a great mind, you know, has great instincts and great intentions. So, and I wouldn't so give it all credit to the Sagittariuses, I just say that that's just who he is as a person as well. But no, I really do fuck with you guys. Like, all Sagittariuses, on a real note, y'all are cool. Y'all just lie a lot. Y'all gotta stop lying all the fucking time. And I need to figure that shit out. I'm the type of person where I need to know things, and that is something that I'm still trying to figure out. Not even with my man, just with y'all, period, on why y'all lie. Because it's like, why? And I know everybody can lie, but, like, y'all really like to do it for fun type shit, like it's a game. So I, you know, that's just something I just want to know. Maybe I'll learn in the future, but people don't really like giving they tea on why they do what they do, because then it's known on why they doing what they doing. So yeah, I don't know, but I'm gonna keep it there. That's how as much as I'm gonna do for now. I still have to, you know, do some other things tonight, so I'm gonna keep it short, not too long here. But I do hope that, you know, everybody that is touching base today can hear that I am gonna be getting back in track with y'all and coming out strong for you guys, and, you know, just dedicating myself to this and making this something normal, not something that feels like homework, feels like it's a task. So I'm gonna do it daily and get it down packed, because I'm tired of saying that shit, period. You know what I'm saying? I just want to do it, so I'm gonna do it. At least you just do that shit. Oh, let me tell y'all too, like, I've been so damn happy lately because I went on a damn Christmas splurge for myself type of thing. I got me a dance pole, but no, I'm not a stripper. I'm really just doing it to learn my body, learn my muscles, learn how to be free. Sometimes I feel like I'm a little stiff, so if I can start doing a little dancing and stuff and dedicating myself to just flowing on a pole, then I could be able to flow in life. You get me? I got a ring light so I can finally take my little selfies whenever I want to. I didn't technically buy it. My boyfriend got it for me. He got me a Mac laptop. I instantly went and bought The Sims on that hoe. You feel me? So I've been playing The Sims. So that's pretty nice. I got a meditation bowl, y'all. I'm trying to learn my meditation. Like I told y'all, I am very spiritual. I know for a fact I am. It's just I have to learn how to open my spirituality and learn what all, you know, my chakras are and... Sorry if I said that wrong. And shit like that. So I'm just going to get more into it. I feel like I want to learn. Learn. That's something big about Geminis. Like, we are learners. And so I'm in every field right now trying to learn everything. And I'm still giving you guys the time of day to do this. So, yeah. And work. Work's been actually really, really good. Been paying good. You feel me? And then I have my trip to California on the 24th. So, you know, life is just good. You feel me? Like, ain't shit to complain about, really. I mean, shit. There's really not nothing to complain about. So, I'm trying to keep it going like this. Relationship's going really good, you know. So, this is all that Alicia's been wanting, is a stress-free life. And I don't think a lot of people understand what that means, to be stress-free. Like, people be like, oh yeah, girl, de-stress, and then come and also put their stress on you. And it's just like, okay, even though that's not my problem, you're still making me think about your problems now, and now that's creating a problem for me, you know. So I really had to just cut to the nitty-gritty and literally just be around my man. That's it. That's all. Like, if you're not my man or my mama, maybe my sister and cousin, you know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, I just need some space. And it's nothing against you. It's just, you know, I need to find myself. And along with my finding myself, my man is in that picture. So that's the only reason why he get to hang out with me. But no, like I said, y'all, like, I'm trying to make home somewhere to be. I feel like it's a little boring sometimes when I be coming home. There's only a certain shit that I be doing. So I'm trying to open it. Open my life up. Open my opportunities up and see what Alicia can learn and do. You never know until you try, right? So I'm gonna try it. But like I said, I'm gonna let you guys go though. Let you guys have a good night. Because I am as well. I'm gonna get some early sleep tonight because I got work tomorrow again. And I'll be catching up with you guys tomorrow. But thank you for tuning in and taking the time to listen to me, y'all. It means the world, for real. Like, if I could pay everybody who listened $1 million, shit, I would. Because, you know, money ain't shit. But it is some shit. But it's really not no shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, we made it. Like, now we telling ourselves that we can't go out here and do all these opportunities because of something that we made. Don't get me started on that shit. That's for another day. But bye. I don't know why it's so hard to say bye, you guys. Probably because I haven't been recording in a minute. But Like I said, I hope you guys have a good night, and I'll be catching up with you guys tomorrow. Peace out.